Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I used to spend hours on social media arguing with lunatics about politics, economics, culture, you name it. Oddly, the same guy kept popping up on my feed. We'd fight about everything, and not politely. After one heated exchange, I told him if he ever showed his face in my town, I'd buy him lunch. He came. I paid. Turns out we shared a lot of concerns about our kids, our careers, our country. We were both worried that partisanship is tearing America apart. I was thinking about my friend this week when I heard that Congress was close to passing a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats and Republicans haven't come together on something this big in years. Talks could still collapse, but to get this far is encouraging. One of the things my friend and I discussed over lunch was our suspicion that Americans see eye to eye on more issues than you'd think. Sure enough, they do. Polls show majorities of us want more civility in politics and more compromise in Congress. Also, more infrastructure spending, higher taxes on corporations and the rich, better access to health care, a stronger response to climate change, and a more humane approach to immigration. We're split on the deficit and the death penalty, but we mostly want abortion to remain legal and voting to be easier. So why do we seem so divided these days? One reason may be that politicians think it's useful to keep their voters angry at the other side. Also, conflict makes news, and politicians need to make news if they want to get reelected. So our two main parties have chosen to pursue opposing and contentious ideological lines. Heck, Washington is so split these days that Democrats don't even socialize with Republicans anymore. Which is why a bipartisan infrastructure bill could be a breakthrough. It was hammered out, I love that cliche, in face-to-face meetings between people who've been insulting each other for years. Maybe they realized voters are tired of that. Kind of like me and my friend. Only when we sat down together did we realize our differences aren't all that great. So let's encourage our elected officials to ditch their destructive partisan warfare. And let's stop treating our fellow citizens like enemies. Instead, let's have lunch. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.